Bagi keluarga Guzman, September 2020 menjadi momen menyedihkan.
My name is Catherine Guzman. This is my sister Jennifer
Guzman.
And we lost our mother and her husband to COVID-19. But we gained two little angels who my mom adopted, and we want to continue to raise them together as a team.
Analis menelaah data mereka yang meninggal dunia 2 tahun terakhir dan mencermati betapa etnis minoritas lebih terdampak. Antara lain karena pekerjaan mereka mengharuskan kehadiran fisik, bahkan sebelum vaksin ditemukan.
They kept our country running, quite honestly. They kept food on our table and they paid a heavy price for it. We as a country failed to protect our essential workers, and minorities were more likely to be essential workers.
Saat awal pandemi tak ada respons terpusat secara nasional. Kini upaya vaksinasi dan penanggulangan COVID relatif terkoordinasi. Tapi tetap saja misinformasi soal COVID, terutama vaksin, menghalangi upaya menangani pandemi.
While we did these studies in record time, we produced the vaccine in record time. It was built on 20 years at least of good science, of the investment in science and study. So we were able to create a vaccine relatively quickly.
Pada saat yang sama, pandemi mengingatkan bahwa sistem layanan kesehatan selama ini tak sepenuhnya memadai.
There is no question that we are reaping the harvest of decades of underinvestment in public health at national, state, city, and local levels in the US as well as globally.
2 tahun lebih sejak awal pandemi, berbagai negara di dunia memberlakukan kebijakan berbeda menyikapi COVID. Di Tiongkok misalnya masih ada kebijakan zero COVID atau lockdown dan karantina wilayah secara ketat di tempat-tempat yang memiliki perbakan COVID, termasuk Shanghai dan Beijing. Lalu di Amerika Serikat ada kecenderungan untuk berusaha hidup bersama COVID. Antara lain di California yang pertama memberlakukan pendekatan endemik setelah menjadi negara bagian pertama yang pada awal pandemi memberlakukan karantina wilayah. Sebagian analis menilai kondisi di AS memang telah memungkinkan untuk hidup bersama COVID.
I think that it's important for people to realize that, especially if you've been vaccinated, COVID-19 is in most cases a mild disease. But we still have a large fraction of our population that is unvaccinated.
60-70% warga AS telah tervaksinasi melawan COVID. Tapi ahli medis khawatir ini tak akan berdampak banyak bila virus terus bermutasi, sehingga terjadi lonjakan kasus lagi. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.